أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب، وما كان الله ليطلعكم على الغيب ولكن الله يجتبي من رسله من يشاء. Yesterday's ayat, Allah gave the answer that could come, a question that could come to the minds of people, that the non-Muslims who don't believe in Allah, and even Muslims who are not obedient of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, but we see that they live a carefree life. Everything is going in their favor. So a person wonders, how is this? That Allah gave the answer that whom Allah does not want to guide, Allah lets them live like that, and then He takes them to task suddenly and He gives them a severe punishment then. Now, another question that can arise also in the minds of people, and the answer to that Allah gives in this ayat, the question is that there are those Muslims who are very obedient to Allah, who fulfill all the commands, they live a righteous and pious life, but they are living in difficulties. Either they've got some illness, either they've got some financial problems, either they've got some other problems. So if they are obedient to Allah, then why are they having these problems and why are they going through these sufferings? Like in the Battle of Uhud, at the end when the Muslims were, 70 Muslims were killed in one day. So why did that happen? Allah's Nabi was present. And they were making jihad for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Now why did they have to suffer these great losses? The answer to that Allah Ta'ala gives, مَا كَانُ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. Allah وہ نہیں کہ چھوڑ دے مسلمانوں کو اس حالت پر جس پر تم ہو. Allah Ta'ala, His system is not such that He leaves you on the condition which you are. That is, that people who believe, people who don't believe, people who outwardly believe, inwardly they don't believe, the munafiqeen. And they are all together. So Allah does not allow this to remain like that. But حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. جب تک کہ جدا نہ کر دے ناپاک کو پاک سے. Until Allah Ta'ala makes conditions come that the pure get separated from the impure. Those who are righteous get separated from the righteous. So Allah brings such conditions, and at that time then a person knows who is following Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who are those people who haven't got iman. Like for example in our times, which was very practical during the time of COVID, Allah wanted that, Allah brought that situation to show the people in their, to show the people who are those people who will follow the commands of Allah and keep on coming to the masjids and keep the masjids open. And who are those people who will follow the words of the scientists, of the government, and obey their commandments. So Allah makes the situations to come, then the difference can come and you can see who is on the right and who is on the wrong. Otherwise, they all seem to be on the right. Before COVID, for example, we all were coming to the masjid. When COVID came, then we saw who were those who kept on coming to the masjid and who were those who stopped coming. So Allah brings the situation. So Allah Ta'ala brings on a person, for example, health conditions, to see whether only in his good health was he obeying Allah, or now that he's ill and he still obeys Allah Ta'ala. Allah brings some financial condition to see whether when your finances were all right, only then you believed and pleased Allah, made ibadat, etc. Or even when your finances are not, are you doing it for finances? Are you doing it for worldly things? Are you doing it for Allah? So therefore, Allah brings those conditions to test people. It is narrated that Allah asked Malakul Maut on one occasion, that were you ever surprised when you had to take the ruh of any person? So he said, yes Allah, on two occasions. One was, a kafir was on his dying bed, I had to take his ruh. And he was a non-believer, he didn't believe in you. But at the time of his death, he desired to eat a certain fish, and that fish wasn't in the waters around where he lives, very, very far, thousands of kilometers away. That fish was caught, it was transported till here, it was cooked, he was fed, he ate it, and after that he died. So I was surprised, a kafir, non-believer, and so much of arrangement Allah made for him and satisfied his wish right till the end. And Allah asked the next condition. He said when there was a great pious person, a great guzur, also on his deathbed, and he wanted to drink water, and water was by his headside. But as he took the glass, the glass fell, and the water got spilled out, and he died without drinking water. Just simple water which was there, and that also he was surprised. So a righteous person, great buzur, and he didn't even get water to drink when he wanted to drink just before his death. And for the kafir, that fish arrangement was made from so far. Allah said, oh Malakul Maut, that kafir had one good deed balance, which he did some good deeds. And there is no pay for them in the akhirah. So I fulfilled his desire, and in that way I gave him for the good, whatever he did, some charity work, helping out somebody. So I paid him, so there is no reward for him in the akhirah. And that great buzur, he had one guna left on him. And I didn't want to punish him in the akhirah. So I gave him that difficulty of not drinking water. And in that I forgave him his guna. Now in the akhirah is only great VIP treatment for him and great enjoyment. So we don't understand these things. And we only look at the surface and the outward. And we wonder why non-believers are enjoying, why the righteous are suffering. There are great, great, much more reasons than this also for all this. So Allah says, Allah makes these conditions to come, then you can see who is in the right and who is in the wrong. Another question that could come, that if this is the case, then Allah could give us the information, who are the people who are the munafiqs. And who, for example, before COVID, we all were the same, coming to masjid, living the same. But when COVID came, how many of us closed the masjid? How many of us stopped coming to the masjid? So Allah, it could be that Allah informs us before time, that who are those who will fulfill Allah's command and who are those who will not fulfill Allah's command. So Allah says, this is not the system of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ اور اللہ نہیں ہے کہ تم کو خبر کرے غیب کی. And the knowledge of the unseen. Who are the true believers? Who are those people who are not the true believers? Allah says, I don't inform everyone of that. But what I do, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ لیکن اللہ چھانت لیتا ہے اپنے رسولوں میں سے جس کو چاہے. Allah chooses who He wants to make His Rasul, and He gives them only that secret information, that who are the true believers, who are the munafiqs and the hypocrites. Allah doesn't inform everyone. And it isn't advisable also that all should know. But Allah brings this condition, and then a person by his own action, he makes it clear whether he is following the commands of Allah, or the commands of his nafs, or the commands of the government. Maybe he wants to make people happy. All this becomes clear when such conditions come. If those conditions don't come, then nobody will know who is standing where. And Allah wants to make it known, so Allah brings such condition. So we must be very concerned of our iman. And in fact, of the COVID, those who have passed away, we make dua, Allah forgive all. Those of us who are living and we made mistakes, we didn't come to the masjid. We thought that we'd get COVID if we come to the masjid. We must make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. And if may Allah not test us again, if any such test come again, then we must just believe and follow the commands of Allah, and not what the scientists say, not what the government say, not what the media says. A Muslim never gets impressed and follows that. He sees what does Allah say and what does Allah want from us. And he should follow that. So Allah give us tawfiq, and we can see how complete our deen is and how it informs robs us of all our methods, and it x-rays us, scans us, and tells us what our diseases, spiritual diseases are, and also the remedy for it, the medicine for it also, the Quran Sharif gives. It's for us to take it and make our lives for the Akhirah. Otherwise it must not happen that we go to the Akhirah with our spiritual diseases and then we suffer the consequences there. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.